Thank you very much, Alan. We've arrived at our last section of news items. And as usual, it's a real mixture of subjects. We'll mention a little bit of sport with cycle tours. In a general roundup, you'll hear that a photo of birds on the Norfolk Broads is up for a national prize, of an impromptu dance, of help for the homeless, and if anyone fancies doing their regular work from a pub, then it can be done so, we hear.
They help keep the community running in one of the biggest churches in the county. But now Soul Church senior pastor John Norman and his fellow Norwich City Football Club chaplain Lewis Blois will be taking on the 7-in-7 challenge. That's 7 marathons in 7 days to raise money towards a new church. Soul Church in Mason Road, Norwich, offers a community space for the north of the city, with around 1,200 people attending the church every week. It is hoping to move back to its former home in Heartsease Lane after it burnt down 13 years ago. We want to build a church. Yes, it will be for worship, but children will be able to play in the park and there will be a drop-in centre. Showers for the homeless, so many things that are going to help the city. It is not just a building. It'll be a multi-purpose building with thought put into every room. The Soul Church was formed in 2014 after the Norwich Family Life Church was renamed.
The county's roads will play host to one of the biggest events in the UK cycling calendar this summer. The pinnacle of the British domestic road cycling calendar, the HSBC UK National Road Championships, form part of the Great British Cycling Festival. Taking place over one weekend in June, the event will give cycling fans a chance to see elite riders compete in time trials and road races through the Norfolk countryside before they have a go at a similar route themselves in a 100-mile sportive. On Thursday, June the 27th, elite male and female riders will compete in time trials over 25.9 and 17 miles, setting off and finishing in the Royal Sandringham Estate. Then on Sunday, June the 30th, the professional riders will take part in road races, with the men speeding through 125.2 miles and the women taking on 83.5 miles. Both routes will start in Norwich city centre, heading north via Wroxham, Cromer, Wells Next the Sea and through Hocombe for the men before making their way back towards Norwich through Folsham. Amateur cyclists of all abilities will then be able to test themselves in the shadow of the professionals in a similar route to the elite men's road race.
A stunning shot of dozens of birds breaking the serenity over waters in the Broads has been shortlisted in a national photography competition. Helen Storer took the photo while walking her dog on a cold and calm misty morning. It has now been shortlisted in the UK National Parks and Campaign for National Parks Joint Photography Competition to celebrate the 70th anniversary of national parks in the UK. Writing about her entry, Ms. Storer said, "Being by the water's edge can be a quiet, solitary place and offers the opportunity for thought and contemplation. I don't look for anything specific when I go out with my camera. I wait for something to take my interest, an idea to filter through, and then I set to work. I was out early one very cold, misty morning walking with my dog when I heard in the silence of the mist lots of what sounded like splashing in the water. I silently stood still, holding my breath, knowing that something special was coming towards me. After what felt like eternity, there they were. What had sounded like hundreds of birds were now darting down into the rippled water or taking flight. It was literally all over in less than 5 seconds, but with my camera in hand, I knew, I felt, I had caught something I had never experienced before, and I possibly will never do so again."
Shoppers in Norwich were surprised by a flash mob dance outside the Forum. The mob is part of a group called Norwich Rising, which is part of the global 1 Million Rising campaign. The campaign aims to raise awareness of victims who have suffered from harassment, violence, while also raising money for domestic abuse charity Leeway. For the seventh year in a row, the festival used dance, music and poetry to attract spectators around the city centre. Norwich Rising was joined by Sewell Park Academy, which showed its support for the movement. Organiser Michelle Savage said, "It gave survivors of domestic abuse an opportunity to reclaim their bodies, to dance their hearts out in the heart of Norwich."
People looking to shake up their working day are being offered the chance to hot desk in their favourite pub. Brewdog in Norwich has launched a desk dog initiative. The project will allow workers to plug in their laptops, connect to limitless Wi-Fi and enjoy complimentary coffee for £7 a day. Included in the deal is a pint of Punk IPA to enjoy once your work is done. "It's something a bit different," said Brewdog Norwich's assistant manager, Vicky Collis. "If you don't work in an office, it can be hard if you work in a cafe and you're under constant pressure to keep buying drinks. Or in a chain, they might not like you being there all day. Here, you can just get set up and have as many coffees as you want and a pint when you finish." A number of other Brewdog pubs have already trialled the initiative.
A number of homeless people have been helped off the streets and into accommodation thanks to the kind donations from the public. Money raised through the Surviving Winter Appeal, run by the Norfolk Community Foundation and backed by Eastern Daily Press and Norwich Evening News, has helped rough sleepers in Norwich find temporary accommodation through homeless charity St Martin's. The appeal aims to tackle fuel poverty and isolation for those who struggle the most between now and the spring. So far, the appeal has raised more than £123,500, the highest figure ever reached in the campaign's history by a huge margin, compared to the most ever raised previously in 2015-16 of £55,000. But despite the milder weather, there is still a need to raise more funds to help those struggling through the cold nights.
Well, we've come to the end of this edition of Chatterbox, and we hope you have enjoyed it. Don't forget you have Let's Talk immediately following, so keep listening. When you have finished with the recording, pop the memory stick in the wallet supplied and drop it in a postbox, not forgetting to turn the address label over. Please do remember that the postal service is free, so you do not have to pay any postage at all.
We hope you've enjoyed listening, and thanks go to everyone on this Thursday's team, which has produced it. The editor today was Christine Gillam, and the sound recordist was Eddie Elmhurst. We always like to hear from you, so please do call us on 01603 765 365. That's 01603 765 365. We do have an answer phone and you can always leave a message and we will get back to you as soon as we can. The office is not always manned, so don't worry if it takes a day or so for us to get back to you, because we always will. You can also visit our website on cbtn.org.uk. So now, as we reach the end of our recording, we'll say goodbye
from Chris
and Pauline, and we hope you enjoy Let's Talk.